7-year-old Jillian Archer knew as soon as the nesting dolls appeared on stage at the Atlanta Ballet's Nutcracker, she wanted to play the baby nesting doll in the dance company's performance. That was 2 years ago. This year, the Forsyth County resident, now 9, has accomplished that goal, cast in the very role she told her mother and older sister she would one day play.
My mom and I took my two older girls to see the Nutcracker 2 years ago. And after the nesting doll scene, Jillian looked at me and said, "I'm going to do that." And I knew she would because she's very determined about everything.
Luck was in the Archers' favor, as the ballet's only open casting auditions were for nesting doll roles. All other positions are required to be filled from within the company.
She wanted actually to be the baby nesting doll. The baby does the most tumbling. That's why she wanted that specific nesting doll.
Jillian, who has been practicing ballet since age 3, began tumbling at age 5, her mom said. Tumbling is frequently referred to as floor gymnastics, and common moves include flips, somersaults, tucks, handstands, and handsprings.
I think that's why they have open auditions. Most ballerinas don't tumble. Usually, you know, kids will do one or the other, and she does both. They had to have certain tumbling skills and ballet skills to do this particular role.
Auditions were held in September, and the family traveled to Atlanta so Jillian could try out.
She auditioned on a Saturday, and there's tons of people, don't know what to expect. You've never been there before. She's never been in that kind of a situation of auditioning for something that big. And Monday afternoon, they sent us an email telling us she was given a role.
A few days later, during casting, Jillian was given the role of the baby nesting doll, something she said she knew she could do.
My grandma and my mom took me to the Nutcracker, and I saw those nesting dolls coming out. I was like, whoa, I can do that. I get just a little nervous that I may mess up, but I know I won't, and I'll do great.
Jillian, who performs in cheerleading competitions, said she also has some past experience being on stage, which makes her even more excited for her performances.
I've been in 2 plays before, and I know just the feeling of being out there and seeing all those people is just really cool, because they're all watching you. And compared to those other girls, I am always the smallest. So they're always looking at me, and I know to do my best. But it just feels great when you're out there, because you're doing something that you love.
The ballet, which opened Friday at the Fox Theater, runs until December 24th, with multiple performances on weekends and some weekday showings. The show features live music from the Atlanta Ballet Orchestra. For the Forsyth County News, I'm Isabel Hughes.